بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا، انفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first 10 days of Ramadan are almost over. We ask Allah that He accept it from all of us, inshallah ta'ala, and allow us to complete these 10 days with obtaining mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. So inshallah we'll continue from where we left off yesterday. I apologize for the abrupt ending. All these kids started running in, and so I didn't feel focused enough to finish it. But the long story short about what we talked about yesterday was that the Quran affirms the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the previous books. And I wanted Muslims to understand that and recognize that your deen of Islam is fortified and proven through many different ways. You know, so it's not just the fact that we can bring the Quran, we can bring the previous texts, we can bring the previous scriptures, we can show a lot of things to prove that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger. And so you and I need to, and one day inshallah I hope to have a full-on halaqa about this topic, so that way everyone can be well informed about the proofs through the Bible about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other books as well. There are other indications as well, maybe for another day. So this is, but in the long run, or in the greater picture, this is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, because the Quran, the first person that it comes down on is the Prophet alayhi wasallam. And so for him to know from Allah ta'ala, then no matter what anyone says, wherever they may be in the world, it will never deny the fact that he's a true messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so we as Muslims should never feel any doubt about what anyone says in the world about our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was prophesized and predicted in previous books. And this is the goal of the world, that he would come alayhi salatu wasalam, that we would be part of his ummah. So keep that in mind. And so this is all to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be patient. These people right now are the worst. They're making fun of him. They're laughing at him. They're calling him a magician. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is being told, just be patient. Just be patient. Just be patient. Okay. And so we'll continue from there. I'm going to read out these next ayat. These next ayat are basically going to talk about those people that after receiving such a clear proof about how Islam is the truth, and thereafter they still decide to say that we need to twist the message of Islam. They try to invert it and distort it. So for example, as the Christians would say that there is three gods instead of one God, or the fact that there's a Trinity versus the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Jews who would say that we are the only ones who are able to receive Allah ta'ala's Jannah, or things like that, or the disbelievers of Mecca. They also had a huge misunderstanding. If you probably saw before, they said that why didn't the Prophet ﷺ have a, why doesn't Muhammad have a treasure? Or why is he not an angel? And so they think that these are requisites, right? These are required aspects of anyone who decides to say that he's a messenger, a prophet from Allah. So you can see there are a lot of issues here. So anyone who tries to twist the message of Islam, Allah Ta'ala has a big warning for them. ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا أولئك يعرضون على ربهم ويقول الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. So we're going to read these next ayat because the message is very clear. It doesn't require too much of an explanation. We'll touch on something near the end, inshallah, just to show you something really interesting. And then we'll move on to the first story of the Prophet, which is mentioned in Surah Hud. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala says, who is more just than the one who fabricates lies about Allah? And they will, ulaika, Allah Ta'ala says, so those who's more unjust than the one who makes lies about Allah Ta'ala, twisting his deen or inventing fake things about the true religion. These will be presented before their Lord, meaning these people. And the notable witnesses will say, ha ulai alladhina kadhabu ala rabbihim. There's a discussion about who are these notable witnesses. Some say it was the angels that are with everyone. They will be brought in the day of judgment, and Allah Ta'ala will ask the angels and say, was it the truth? Were they speaking the truth? Who are these people? And the angels will clarify and say to everyone that these are the ones who lied about Allah. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that the believers, the true followers of Isa alayhi salam, of Musa alayhi salam, will come under the day of judgment and say, ya Allah, these people lied about Isa alayhi salam, about Jesus. Or these people lied about Musa alayhi salam. Or these people lied about such and such and this and this. So the true followers of that prophet will be brought as notable witnesses on that day. Or the fact that the prophets themselves are the greatest of all witnesses against their own communities, telling everyone that we conveyed the message the way it's supposed to be conveyed. And no matter what people say afterwards, that's whatever. These are the people that lied about Allah Ta'ala. Allah la'natullahi ala al-zalimeen. Undoubtedly, the curse of Allah is upon the unjust. Then Allah Ta'ala, He does this all the time in the Quran. You'll notice this, that He will explain. He doesn't just throw His curse around and, you know, hits people with like, aha, lightning bolt and fire, and He shoots people. Allah Ta'ala, He explains to people the qualities that you need to avoid, right? The qualities that you need to avoid. So we'll read out these qualities. الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبَغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Those who hinder people from the way of Allah. They stop people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَبَغُونَ عِوَجًا, and they seek that it become twisted or crooked. They want it to be messed up. They want it to be twisted. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and they're deniers of the hereafter. Don't worry, we're going to come back to all these qualities. I know they kind of like, they might have flown over our heads. They will make a lot of sense once we get up to the next two ayats, inshallah. Okay? أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah just wants to mention to us about what happens to such people. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مَا كَانُوا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ الصَّبْرَ وَمَا كَانُوا يُبْصِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, those were never able to thwart or to take down Allah Ta'ala's plan on the earth, and they did not have any protectors apart from Allah. Multiplied for them is the punishment. The punishment is multiplied for them. They were never able to see, never able to hear, nor could they see. Okay? So Allah is reminding the Quraysh first and foremost, because they're the first audience again, that they will be told, they're told by Allah Ta'ala that if they're going against the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no nation was ever successful to go against their Prophet. You're not going to find any success going against the Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no way out for you, really. And then the fact is the punishment will be for them, will be multiplied for them. They were never able to hear, nor could they see. Okay? Then the last couple of ayats, and then we'll come back to all of it, and you'll see how beautifully it connects. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Those are the ones who brought loss unto their own selves. And all that they used to do, used to fabricate, is vanished from them. Meaning it will all disappear. La jarama, without doubt. Annahum fil akhirati humul akhsarun. In the hereafter, they are the biggest losers. Okay? So now let's go back and let's think about it. Okay? Now it'll make a lot of sense. There are three qualities Allah that I mentioned about the people that will have Allah's curse on them. And they are number one, the fact that they divert people from Allah's path. Their goal is that if we're not worshiping Allah, you also cannot worship Allah. So they try their best to turn people away. That's the first thing. The second thing is that not only did they try to turn away Allah's people, they tried to actually distort the message of Allah Ta'ala's path, meaning the deen of Islam is also inverted or distorted in their eyes. And they tried to distort it in front of people. That's number two. And the third thing Allah Ta'ala said, that they are وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. They are disbelieving in the hereafter. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala mentions three qualities about them. Diverting people, distorting the message, and disbelieving. Right? We see that the punishments Allah Ta'ala mentions are also three. He talks about a multiplied punishment. He talks about disappearance of everything they've done. Okay? وَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْأَخْسَرُونَ. And they are the greatest losers. So three punishments were mentioned, and three qualities were mentioned. The most interesting thing is that you can actually connect these things together. The same way it was mentioned in sequence, each one matches to one another. Let's look at it. For example, the fact that they divert people from Allah's path, Allah says, يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. Because of the fact that they themselves are diverted and they divert others, it's multiplied, right? They themselves are diverted and they end up messing up other people. So their punishment will be multiplied based on how many people they diverted. So you can see that there's a connection between diverting people and the multiplied punishment. That's number one. Number two is what? We find that distorting the message of Allah's path, the fact that they just try to distort the message of Allah and make it disappear. Allah says the message of Allah will not disappear, but everything you've done will be vanished and it will disappear. SubhanAllah. So they try to distort the message of Allah. And Allah says instead of the message of Allah being distorted and disappearing, they themselves disappear. Okay? So we connect these two. And then the last one, the last quality of disbelieving in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala says this is the fact of people becoming the greatest losers, right? So you can see a one-to-one connection with these things. It's very beautifully done. It's very hard. You could see how much, there was a lot of Arabic there. There are a lot of words there. For a person to make that type of connection, there's only so many things you can do as a human being. Now look at the next part, which is so beautiful, because we talked about disbelievers for some time. You might be wondering about the believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Also three qualities. What are they? Surely those who believe and do good deeds and humble themselves before their Lord, those are the people of paradise. They shall live there forever. Okay? There are three qualities mentioned here for the believers. Now let's just look at it again. Okay? Disbelieving in the hereafter was one. So Allah Ta'ala actually, you'll see it's inverted, it's flipped. I'll explain why in a second. But so the kafirin, the disbelievers, they disbelieve in the hereafter. And you can see the first quality Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the believers is that they believe in everything. Inna alladhina amanu. Okay? So the greatest of all the worst quality that the disbelievers had was that they disbelieve in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala matches it with the fact that the believers believe in everything. The second quality, which is what? Trying to distort the message of Allah's path, which is a bad deed. Allah Ta'ala said, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the flip side, the believers, they only do good deeds. So the bad deed that they did, which was to distort people or the message of Allah Ta'ala, the thing that believers do is that they just do good deeds. They don't even think about messing up the path. Rather, they follow the path, i.e. doing good deeds. And the third thing is what? Diverting people from Allah's path, right? Their life is what? Again, the disbelievers on this level are people who turn people away from Allah. Rather than that, the believers do what? They humble themselves for this path. If the path says to do this, they do it. They completely humble themselves and they try to bring other people onto this path. You'll notice that the qualities here are in the opposite direction for the disbelievers, right? As the third quality was disbelieving in the hereafter. As you can see now, it's the first quality, right? It's been flipped because the believers and the disbelievers are completely flipped. Allah Ta'ala says they're not equal in any way. They're not equal in any way. And so even in the way that he describes them, he flips it so that way no one can ever mess that up. And I tell you, subhanAllah, this is just a very brief description about, or you know, explanation of what Allah Ta'ala has done here. Human beings cannot think like this. They're just too many factors, so many things that can go wrong, but very beautifully it matched with one another. And you could only say that this book came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that they're not equal is the next ayah Allah ta'ala says. مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمِّ وَالْبَصِيرِ وَالسَّمِيعِ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا. I tell you, subhanAllah, you just cannot make this stuff up. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. The example of the two groups is of the blind and the deaf person and the seeing and the hearing. Are they equal? Allah ta'ala says, look back what I just told you. Are the believer and disbeliever, are they equal at all? You know, the groups that we have here are two groups. They're the group of the people who are blind and deaf and the group that can see and hear. Your mind will tell you automatically that these people are not equal. Obviously, the hearing and seeing people have an advantage. They have something much greater than the people that are blind and deaf. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. If the disbelievers are blind and deaf, why would a person spend their life following them? If they cannot even see the road, they don't even know what the path looks like, how could you ever trust them to guide you on what is the path of success? You should follow the Muslims or the believers because why? Because they can see and they hear and they know what the path is and they know what the path leads to. This is what we get, أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And so now we move right beautifully into the first story. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Again, the story of Surah Hud is a story which, it's a surah which made the Prophet's hair turn gray or made him look a bit more aged. And so there are a lot of stories here because the discomfort and the sadness and the grief that the Prophet received from his community, he sees it reflected in every single prophet. Allah is going to bring these stories to fortify the heart of the Prophet, to strengthen the heart of the Prophet, to let him know that these prophets have experienced the same thing you've experienced on a greater level, on a greater level. So we sent Nuh to his people saying, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I'm here as a clear warner. I'm here to warn you. And right, and it goes, and this is the story of Nuh alayhi salam, which in the Quran, if we're talking about, the story of Nuh alayhi salam within Surah Hud is the longest story in the Quran, meaning the longest passage you get about Nuh alayhi salam. You don't find it anywhere else. And again, to strengthen the heart of the Prophet alayhi salam, because he was the Prophet alayhi salam who strove the hardest to deliver the message of Islam. If you're talking about a Prophet who had the longest record of being a Prophet, or the longest time or duration, the longest career of being a prophet, it is a prophet who was a Nabi for 950 years. It is Nuh alayhi salam. If you want to take a lesson and you want to take a message, you go to Nuh alayhi salam. So that's why Allah brings the story in Surah Hud with such detail. His message is the same message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you remember in the beginning of Surah Hud, then I encourage you just to go back. You'll find so many connections to everything that just been mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to tell everyone, I am a warner from Allah Ta'ala. And the same thing Nuh alayhi salam says to his people, I am a clear warner. What is his message? Allah ta'budu illallah. Inni akhafu alaykum adhaba yawmin aleem. That you worship none but Allah. That you only worship Allah. If you remember back in Surah Hud, ayah number two, it says that Allah ta'budu illallah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is told to tell everyone that you worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now we're going to come to a little bit of a difference between Nuh alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the difference here? Here Nuh alayhi salam says, I fear for you the punishment of a very painful day. The Prophet ﷺ in ayah number 3 of Surah Hud, right? If you go back, you see that the Prophet ﷺ was told to tell his people that I fear for you the punishment of a tremendous day. Okay? Nuh ﷺ told his people a painful day. Nabi Muhammad ﷺ tells everyone a tremendous day. So I want to ask you, if I were to tell you, oh man, you got a tremendous exam coming up, versus if I tell you, oh bro, man, that Moderna shot is a very painful shot. You know, like if I told you it was a tremendous shot versus a painful shot, which one will affect you more? Which one will, like, oh man, you know, bro. Like, so the painful shot is probably more terrifying. The one that's probably worse is to tell everyone a painful shot. So Nuh alayhi salam, I want everyone to understand this, is that when he's giving da'wah, he's pushing it up to 100%. He is more direct. He is more stern. And he is very tough. He goes and says directly, guys, it's not a tremendous day. It's not a big day. It's a painful day. It's going to hurt very much if you don't decide to get your act together and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a stronger prophet in that regard, in this sense of being a more direct prophet in telling his people like that. Okay, in this specific instance, the Prophet is being told that Nuh alayhi salam went through a lot, and he was a lot sterner and stronger in that sense of his message. If you're having trouble giving this message, O Prophet of Islam, Nuh alayhi salam had to give a even more strong message, and he did it faithfully and with duty, mashallah. فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ. So you can imagine the response from his people is not an easy response. What is the response? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشْرًا مِثْلَنَا. Let's go through it part by part, because this is a very heavy message. A very heavy message. It's a very long ayah. Many hafiz get stuck on this ayah because of how long it is and how confusing it is. So the chiefs of his people who disbelieved replied. Okay, Nuh alayhi salam gives his message. He says, I fear for you the painful day. Worship Allah Ta'ala alone. So the chiefs of his people, they who disbelieved, they replied and said, right? So the first thing we get is Allah Ta'ala tells us that this is how it's always been. People say that this country or this place or these people or this leader is not a Muslim, and or the majority of the people in the community are not good people. And we say that, subhanAllah, this is the same system since Allah Ta'ala has put, since Nuh alayhi salam. I don't know how you thought that anything else would be different. Nuh alayhi salam experienced the same. Hud, Salih alayhi salam. Every prophet you're going to hear in this discussion that we're going to have for the next couple of days, same exact stuff. Same exact stuff. It doesn't faze us because the message is the truth. Islam is the truth. I don't care who's following it, who's not following it. Allah Ta'ala brought it down. The Quran came down. It is the truth. I have no harm, no fear, no worry of saying that. I'm going to practice Islam till the day I die, inshallah ta'ala. You know? Because this is how it's always been. All right? So now what do we find? They go and say, مَا نَرَكَ إِلَّا بَشْرًا مِثْلَنَا. We clearly see that you're just a man like us. You're nothing but a man like us. وَمَا نَرَكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِرُنَا. We only see that the people who have followed you are those who are the vilest. أَرَاذِرُنَا. Badil is used for scum, for filth. They said that these people that follow you are the scum of the earth. Okay, I use the nice word vilest here, just to kind of, you know, put a translation down. But you need to understand, when someone says you're radil in Arabic, they're saying your family is wretched. You have, you know, there are probably problems with marriage, you know, probably people were born out of marriage in your family, you know, zina, adultery. They call things like this to people who are radil. These people told Nuh alayhi salam that Nuh alayhi salam, or Nuh, the people that follow you are the scum of the earth. Aradiruna badia ra'i. And they go and say, they followed you badia ra'i, without thinking. A badiyu ra'i in Arabic, when you say someone is badiyu ra'i, it means they never thought about something. When you see someone who like responds like, you know, like you might have saw this like weird post like on Twitter or Facebook, like, bro, how could you write that? It's like, oh, I'm sorry, bro, I did it without thinking. It's like, come on, you look like an idiot, you know? Badiyu ra'i. They go and say to Nuh alayhi salam that the people that follow you were doing it without thinking at all. They weren't smart enough to see through your magic. They go and insult his followers, saying that these people aren't the smartest people, they're not the sharpest tool is in the shed. So when they followed you, they did it without thinking about what you actually were doing, because you're just like a magician like everybody else, right? It's one of them. And if you thought that magic stuff is just there for, you know, whatever, it's the same thing the Prophet ﷺ was told, okay? And it's not even done. They go and say that you're like a human like us. They go and say that your followers are the worst, the scum of the earth, and they did it without thinking. They had no knowledge of it. We don't see that you people have any superiority over us in worldly ways. None of you have any money, none of you have any power. Okay, so they go and insult him, saying that you're a very poor person and you don't seem to have any personality, any persona in our community. You're not a noble person at all. So فَلْنَظُلُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ I think we have a very legitimate claim to say. They're going to say now that we think you're all liars. They go and tell the Prophet of their time, Nuh alayhi salam, the Rasul of Allah of their time, and the people that are following Nuh alayhi salam, you're all lying to us based on everything that just happened, everything we just spoke about above. Okay? Now let's compare it to what the Prophet is receiving, okay? Because again, the message is coming down to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's being told things by the Quraysh. One of the things that they told him, if you remember, they said that why doesn't an angel follow you? Why doesn't an angel follow you? Okay, Nuh alaihi wasallam is being told, why aren't you an angel? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, why doesn't an angel follow you? The people go and say, forget about following you. Why aren't you an angel? If you're a prophet, you should be an angel. He was told something on a higher level. And we can look at it another way. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told, you know, the fact that he doesn't have a treasure following him, right? Why isn't there a treasure coming with him? Why don't you have any wealth? Nuh Alaihi Wasallam was told, and his people were told, none of you have anything at all. Forget about wealth. You don't have any worldly prestige. You're not from a good family. All your people are from despicable families. And you don't have any money. And your people don't have any money. Now, mind you, they can't say that about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Abu Bakr is a wealthy businessman. Abdurrahman bin Auf, wealthy businessman. Uthman radiallahu anhu, wealthy businessman. So Nuh alayhi salam and his people, the chiefs of his people are saying, you are all the worst of the earth because none of you have any money, none of you have any status. They're insulting his followers too. You can clearly say, okay, and so as a side point, we also find that ourselves, unfortunately, when a person has a lot of Twitter followers or a person finds, you know, that he has a lot of Facebook followers or whatever, now this person becomes an authority on Islam. La ilaha illallah. How could it be that a person just has many followers and then they become an authority or they become the people of truth, okay? Islam is not a majority religion like that. You know, may Allah to protect us from that. Majority, if they're all fools, why would a person want to listen to the majority, you know? The poet Iqbal said it very beautifully. He said, and this is just something to think about. He said, democracy is a system in which opinions are counted, they're not weighed. Opinions are counted and not weighed. What happens is we just say that, okay, since the majority of the people want it, it must be the truth. Whereas we should actually look at the weight of what they're saying. Maybe it might be wrong, you know? Like, you know, elections are very, very ajeeb to me sometimes. You know, you think the same. You think about these things. If it were the case that the followers would be deciding of truth, the fact that you had more followers would mean that it was the truth, then Lady Gaga would be like the Nabi of our time or something. I have no idea. Allahu Akbar, you know? So it's not about followers, it's not about wealth. You have to look at the message. Look at the message that these prophets are bringing. Look at the message of Islam. Okay? So now, this is the thing. Nuh alayhi salam heard even worse things than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam. And he's going through even worse. And you have to see that even though he's receiving the worst, he's responding like a prophet in every single instance. SubhanAllah. He never loses that garb of nubuwa, of prophethood. He maintains his stature and his status when he speaks. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيْنَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّي وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ وَنُلْزِمُكُمْ وَهَا أَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ Very beautifully, Nuh alayhi salam says this. And I want you to think about it. That a prophet, he just, look, this man just insulted you. Right? What did he say? He said, you are nobody. Your people that follow you are nobody. You have no money. Your family is nothing. And I think you're a liar. Okay? I think you'd be justified to punch the guy in the face, okay? If he made fun of your mother and father like that, I don't think anyone would have any ishkal or any disagreement about the fact that you could have just hit the guy, okay? Look how Nuh alayhi salam responds, oh my beloved people, okay? Well, how do we translate it? Why do we translate it as this, oh my beloved people? Because the particle, the harf which is used is ya, ya qawmi, right? You ever hear ya a lot, okay? Ya is used for far away people. Like, for example, if I want to say, hey man, or hey, Abdullah, and he's far away, I start to say, oh, Abdullah, okay? But what happens if the people are right in front of you and you use the particle, ya, okay? Like, for example, we say, ya ayyuhan nabi, right, in our tashahud. The Prophet ﷺ is not, you know, we said, oh, Prophet, right? But the Prophet ﷺ is like thousands of miles away. But we use the word, ya, because why? Because in Arabic, when you decide to use ya, when someone's right in front of you, it means, oh, my precious person, oh, my beloved person. Ya walad, for example, your son. Your son is there. You go and say, oh, son, come here. He's right in front of you anyways. But because you love him so much, you say, oh, my beloved son. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu is one of the most beautiful places in the Quran. People never think about it. Allah says, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh, the beloved people that I love. You know, Oh, the beloved ones that follow, that believe in me. Allah calls them out with love. That's why when we say the tashahud, and this is the way that you should do tashahud properly, is that when you say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, oh, peace be upon you, oh, prophet, oh, beloved prophet, that love should come out of your heart. So when Nuh alayhi salam says, ya qawmi, he goes and says, oh, my beloved people, my respected people. You use the word qawm when your father is from the same community, meaning that your bloodline goes back to the same people. He says, oh, my beloved people, I'm still a member of your community. Don't kick me out now. My father is from your people. I'm from the same flesh and blood. Don't kick me out here. Ya qawmi. He starts so beautifully. He says, my beloved people, ara'aytum. If it's all about what you see, right? You kept saying, we don't see, we clearly see, we see this, we see this. He said, ara'aytum, how about this? How about this? What do you see? If I am on a clear proof from my Lord, bayinatim min Rabbi, the word bayina is exactly what we heard in ayah number 17 when we talked about yesterday. If I'm on a clear proof from my Lord, okay? وَآتَانِ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِهِ The fact that first and foremost, I know the fact that Islam is the truth. The second part is that a mercy came from him. He made me a prophet. Okay? He says, what do you all think? If I have clear proof from my Lord that worshipping idols is nonsense, and the fact that one Lord is the one that created everything. And now the second part is that I became a prophet from him. فَمِنْ عِنْدِهِ فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ But it's hidden from your sight. The fact that you can't see it, okay? Maybe, just maybe, it's something that's beyond your vision. Could you ever think about that hypothetically? He's telling you, hypothetically speaking. Let's just say, for sake of argument, let's say it's something that's so great, so beautiful, so magnificent. It came down on my heart, and then Allah Ta'ala made me a prophet afterwards. But it's something which is hidden from your sight, okay? This is something really big and something really important. If it's light, okay, because it's clear proof, it's clear. Clear proof is clear. If it's prophethood and it's mercy from Allah, if how does mercy of Allah come down? When Allah's mercy comes down, it covers everything. It covers everything. It surrounds you from all sides. Nuh alayhi salam saying, this light that I have is clear. And this mercy that I have is clear. If it's light, there should not be an issue in seeing it. There should not be a problem in seeing it. But there is an issue because there are certain people in life that cannot see. Okay? So Nuh alayhi salam trying to tell them, the problem is not with me, the problem is with you, okay? He says that I have clear light from Allah, I have a clear mercy from Allah. فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ You are blind to it, okay? Because you can't see the light. مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ كَالْأَعْمَى وَالْأَصَمْ The example of the people who are deaf and blind, right? So then he goes and says, shall I impose it on you by force? وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ You want me to force a blind man? You want me to force a blind man? To see the light when he just can't see it. Nuh alayhi salam goes and tells him in a very endearing and nice way. Look, if it's so clear, there's something else that's wrong here. It's nothing wrong with the message. It's nothing wrong with me. It's nothing wrong with Allah. It's nothing wrong with anything. Something's wrong with someone of ourselves. And this is something we have to think about. The message of Islam is clear. We heard Jummah after Jummah, Khutbah after Khutbah, Bayan after Bayan, Masla after Masla. We hear things of Islam all the time, but something's not impacting us. The message is, there's nothing wrong with the message here. And this is what we remind ourselves when we speak to other people, especially family members. Sometimes you'll feel like we're not getting through. Look, it's not the fault of the message. It's probably not even your fault. There's something else wrong here. Maybe there's something wrong with themselves internally and they can't seem to figure that out. And I make dua that for myself, for everyone, that look, we've heard so many things. When is the time going to come finally when we give our lives to Allah? We say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm going to practice Islam now 100%. I'm going to give everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there something else wrong here? Nuh alayhi salam is telling them. So he dealt with their major problem. In this ayah here, he dealt with their major problem that they kept saying, we don't see. Okay. And so this is how Nuh alayhi salam tackles every single problem that they're showing them. They said that he's a liar. And he goes and says that, look, I'm on clear proof from my Lord. I'm clearly not lying. There's something else wrong here. And he goes and says to them, he says that you think we don't have any virtue over you. He says, Allah made me a prophet. There's clear virtue over you. But what can I do if you're blind and you can't see it? Okay, so he deals with a major problem. And I'm going to tell you that he tackles every single issue like that coming forward, inshallah, which we'll do tomorrow and the next day. We ask Allah for tawfiq and understanding and guidance. They allow us in this Ramadan to profit tremendously, allow us to become people who open our eyes to the pure message of Islam. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته